Hey, this is Aaron Holt. I'm the director of Lead the Generation. I'm joined today by my co-host, Gilbert Ackerman, youth pastor at Allison Park Church.
We just want to say thanks for joining us today for the LTG Student Leadership Podcast. We believe that leadership is all about influence, so we want to help you discover new ways to reach your friends for Christ and lead your generation.
If this podcast is helpful to you, it would mean the world to us if you'd write a review and rate it on whatever platform you're listening from. And hit subscribe. We'll be dropping new episodes several times a week throughout the school year.
And be sure to share if you think this would benefit other students like you. Feel free to check out the show notes for more ways to connect with our ministry and our guests.
This podcast is sponsored by our partner, WorldServe International. WorldServe is addressing the water crisis in Africa, where over 790 million people don't have access to clean drinking water. You and I can be part of solving this crisis. Go to worldserveintl.org to get started.
So get ready. The Student Leadership Podcast starts right now.
Welcome back, students, to the Student Leadership Podcast. Gil and I have been here with you all week and also being joined by or with Jessica Bryan, right? Evangelist. And so glad that you've been with us, Jessica, all week long.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me. It's been great. I love being here this week.
Yeah, this is the last melon, as they would say from Ice Age. Do you guys know that bit with the dodo birds? The last melon. All right, maybe some kids who watch Ice Age. Anyways, moving right along here. Jess, here's our question for today. And it has to do with the 2000s and the fashion trends there. Now, Jess, can we ask this just for the audience? I know they can't see you. How old are you?
I am 33 years old.
Okay, so 33. So you would have been very in tune to the fashion trends of the early 2000s. Now, I want to know, at some point, right, all fashion cycles come back around. What fashion trend from like 2002 do you really, really hope doesn't come back? Like the super low-rise jeans or something, you know?
Oh, yeah. I hated those low-rise jeans, but I also hated those, like, the platform shoes. Those were kind of big. Like, when I was growing up, like, the platform sneakers. I hated those.
JNCO jeans. Those are good ones,
JNCO
too, I feel
jeans,
like.
JNCO jeans. Those were the worst.
I have nothing to offer to this conversation, friends. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I guess we can rephrase it for you. From the 1900s when... No, I'm just playing.
I'm blank. I really wanted to enter in. I wanted to just have something fun to say, and I got nothing. So, on that, let's just talk leadership, right? Let's just get serious. You know, apparently, I just want to talk leadership, and Jessica just wants to read commentaries. So, you know,
and I want to talk fashion. There we go.
You want to talk fashion and cartoon movies. So okay, cool. Let's jump in. All this week you've been with us, Jessica, talking leadership. What's one more thought for students that are listening?
Sure. When you lead, not everyone is going to stand and applaud. That's something that kind of has hit true for me, you know, in my life that I had to learn. When you lead, not everyone is going to stand up and just applaud what you're doing. And sometimes that can be hard. And so, you know, I tell my kids this, they're 6, 5, and 2. You know, when you lead, not everyone's going to like you. Not everyone is going to, you know, be on board with it. And you've got to lead anyway.
So how does your 2-year-old respond to that when you...
He doesn't listen. He doesn't care. My 6-year-old, it hits a little harder for him, but my 2-year-old...
He wipes some boogers on the wall and, you know, moves right along.
He does.
So yeah, I think this is good for students to be able to hear, because I think so much of social media encourages tailoring your conversation to what the masses are going to respond to well and how they're going to engage with it well. And so they're used to that. I think it's a lot more addicting. Do you know what I mean? Like, before, your friends would be able to prove or deny how they're saying things, like what you're doing and how you're saying things. But now you put it online and 600,000 people, a million people can like it or comment or do all these different things. And I think it's easy for students to get sucked into, like, I'm going to do things that will keep me in good standing or keep me like approved in the public's eyes. But there is a side of leadership. I feel like the majority side of leadership is doing things that people don't always like, or at least not everybody is going to like. Is there anything in the Bible that like ties into this, like a scripture to encourage or someone from the Bible that did this well?
again, I come back to Jesus a lot. Luke 6, scripture tells us that as Jesus was compassionate and worked, you know, on the Sabbath, that the religious crowd took issue with it. And scripture tells us that they watched Jesus closely and they were actually filled with rage when they saw what he was doing and how he was leading and how he walked in authority and in power. They watched him. And they disapproved, and not only disapproved, but they began to plot against him. And I think for, you know, us as Christians, when we live in a world and we do the Father's will, we have to understand that it's probably not going to be socially, you know, acceptable all the time. That there are going to be people that watch, and man, they don't like it, and they let you know it.
You know, Gil, I'm thinking, you know, we're probably, what, a couple dozen episodes into this season of the Student Leadership Podcast. And Jessica, you might be the first person we've interviewed that has talked on this particular topic in leadership, like the reality check of sometimes when you lead, people aren't gonna like it. And this is a hard truth, right? I'm really glad that you're bringing this up, because we at times can make leadership seem to be like, oh, it's awesome. The perks are great. You're going to be popular. Everyone's going to love it. They're going to follow you on social media. You know, your life is going to be better if you just learn how to be a leader. And you're kind of bringing us back to a sense of reality and also to a real biblical understanding that we're called to lead in our world, whether our friends like it or not. Right. And so this is huge. So now I'm really curious as to like what student story you want to tell, like, you know, someone who did this really well as a teenager.
Yeah. So I had a girl in youth ministry. She came in seventh grade, just natural leadership qualities, not like in your face, but she lived it, leadership qualities. And I remember her friends, as she would challenge them in different areas where they weren't living biblically, and she would do it in love, but challenge them, they would, you know, begin to talk about her and say things like, who does she think she is? You know, who is she to tell me this or to have this conversation? And I remember, you know, talking to these young girls that didn't approve and didn't like it and just say, listen, you know, she's challenging you in areas where she's speaking truth into your life because she loves you. She also was one of the ones that founded a Bible club in her school, and there were those that she hit a wall when she was trying to found that Bible club at school. Not everyone was on board, and she led anyway, and she ended up establishing a Bible club that's still operating today in Waynesboro High School. So,
wow, that's crazy. How long ago was that, can I ask?
Let me think. It was probably about 3 years ago. 3 years ago.
Okay. That's so cool. Again, this has been middle school all week, so I'm very excited. Middle schoolers, if you listen to this, take note. You can do some stuff that's really good. Now, I know some students maybe don't quite feel the confidence to be able to start a Bible study, or maybe their school already has one. What's something easy that they can do to start living like this, or start making this an intentional part of their lives?
Right. So, you know, I would say this, you know, just live it, you know, even at home, you know, start doing the right things in private. Again, I think it comes back to knowing the Father intimately, and remembering that when you do the right thing before a world, it's going to be visible and you're going to be vulnerable. But when you're accessible to people, God gives you opportunity to speak into their life, and he can perform a work that as you lead just faithfully, you know, he can move and minister. So I think it's just, you know, being faithful in the small areas, kind of we've been talking all week.
Yeah, that's a good reminder for us. And for students that are listening today, it's just a good reminder to say, okay, you know, put all these episodes for this whole week, kind of one after another. Be faithful in the small things. You talked about that in the second episode of this week. You know, really be authentic in your relationship with God. You talked about that in your first episode. And building on those two, now this principle here really makes sense. Like, if you're going to lead in spite of how people might respond to you, what they might think about you, what they might even say about you, boy, you better be really authentic and genuine in your relationship with God, and you also better be faithful in the small areas of your life. So this is real encouraging. And Gil, obviously, we talked about middle school students all week, so you're a happy man.
Cloud like, nine, man.
Yeah, this is going to be really good. So, Jessica, thanks for being with us. I'm sure there's some students out there that would love to connect with you, maybe have the opportunity to ask you some questions or even build a friendship with you. What's the easiest way that they can get in touch with you?
Just direct messaging me through Instagram, Jessica Bryan Ministries. So that's the easiest
awesome
way.
Students, make sure you reach out to her if you have questions. And as always, if this was good to you, tell us. Shoot us a DM, comment it on your story, let us know. You can tag us at LTG Conference, and you can find me at Gilbo Swaggins.
You can find me at Aaron Hold. Students, remember, you're called to lead your generation. Do it with passion for Christ and love for others.